Seemed like you had a lively morning skate, a little more step than normal.
Hopefully that carries over in the game tonight. I think guys are in good spirits. I mean, we discussed the Washington game the other night. Did not like it at all for a lot of reasons. And we know we got to be better in a lot of different areas. And it starts with, I think, for me, like just our skating and competitiveness. It just wasn't at the level where it needed to be. And the guys are excited to get Gabe back in the lineup and, you know, get some of the structure that we kind of thought we'd have coming into the season back together here now with our lineup. And good opportunity against a real good team here in Florida. We got to come back and rebound after the last game and put our best foot forward.
Are you going back with 12-6?
12-6, yeah.
Who's going to be that fourth line?
Joe Held in OC, and Comfort's line is I've got Kelt going with Comfort. I got Malta with Kadri and Burakovsky.
So who's the left winger on Comfort line?
It is
Frantham?
Frantham. Yeah. So
Magna's out. Magna's out and McDermott's out.
Okay. Gotcha.
Darcy's back in net?
Nope. JJ's going to
go. Kale looked a little bit off last game. Is that some just like rust from not playing preseason, or is there anything identifiable that's
not playing preseason doesn't help. But all of our top guys had tough nights and weren't themselves, and you know that's why the score was the way it was, right? We rely on those guys to win matchups and to produce offensively, and then they just had a bad night. You know, we discussed some of the reasons why I thought that happened this morning, and we're moving by it. They've earned enough trust in my books that I'm confident they'll rebound and get back to what they have to do and help us win hockey games here. But when you take Kale's missing preseason and you know, McKinnon being out for the 7-8 days, there was definitely some rust some compete issues, but I'd say like not competing in all the right areas or not as a connected group, you know, for most of the game with this top guy. So if it, you know, turned out to be a bad night, hopefully we'll be better.
Sampo, I saw you PKing today, not on the power play unit. I guess what have you thought of his game so far, and I guess thoughts on that decision to move him out of the power play?
Yeah, it's been okay. I think his game's been okay. You know, I thought he was a hard worker the other night. You saw flashes of what he's been doing with his skating and on the forecheck. He seems to be pretty consistent in what he can do. The power play helps have the right shot in there. And Kelt's a guy that's been doing it down with the Eagles, and we've seen him do it with us in the past. Good opportunity for him to do that, you know. And it also the same with Malta, right? He was on it with him and Jost changing in and out of that unit. And I like the way Josty's played. And Malta, again, it's an opportunity, same as Kelt, to see what they have, especially when we've been shorthanded here for a little bit. And it's a good opportunity for those guys under the circumstances to get some special teams time.
It seems like the Jost O'Connor Helm line's been one of the bright spots the last couple of games. What have you liked about them in particular?
Well, I've liked them a lot. You know, I thought last game they were our best line for sure, but it was Helm's best game. Looked like he was moving, great anticipation, good speed to his game, using the skating and the tenacity on pucks. And Jost was the same, O'Connor was the same. They created the most chances, I think, out of our group. And it's a positive sign. You know, we want to try and keep those guys together, develop a little bit of chemistry inside, but in practice again, like if they're doing some of the rush attacks and finishing some of those off. So I think they're a good matchup line for us. They're all trusted defensive guys, and I think they can chip in, you know, against the right matchups and help us offensively as well. You know, all three guys obviously big on the penalty kill. We see Joe still looking at the power play.
All good, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Landis Fogg and Helman here.